Hello, and welcome to the Essential GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're tackling a topic that's absolutely central to understanding the global economy and a guaranteed feature on your OCR exam paper, exchange rates. For a topic that seems to be just about holiday money, it has huge consequences for the UK's economic performance. In the next 10 minutes, we'll define what they are, explore how they're set, and most importantly, give you the tools to analyze their impact and pick up maximum marks. So, let's get started. Right, let's get down to basics. An exchange rate is simply the price of one currency in terms of another. For example, if the exchange rate is £1 equals $1.25, it means you need £1 sterling to buy $1.25. Examiners award a mark for this precise definition, so have it locked in. But where does this price come from? It's all down to supply and demand. Think of a currency, like the pound, as a product. The demand for pounds comes from foreigners who want to buy UK goods or services, our exports, or from those who want to invest in the UK. When they do this, they must buy pounds, creating demand. The supply of pounds comes from UK residents who want to buy foreign goods, our imports, or invest abroad. To do this, they sell their pounds to buy the other currency, creating supply. Where the supply and demand curves meet, we find the equilibrium exchange rate. You should be able to draw this on a standard supply and demand diagram with the price of on the vertical axis and quantity of price on the horizontal. A shift in either curve will change the rate. If demand for the pound increases, say because UK financial services become more popular, the demand curve shifts to the right. This leads to a higher price for the pound. We call this appreciation. The pound is now stronger. Conversely, if there's an increase in UK citizens wanting to holiday in Spain, they sell pounds to buy euros, shifting the supply curve for pounds to the right. This leads to a lower price. We call this depreciation. The pound is now weaker. To remember the impact of these changes, examiners love the mnemonics SPICED and WPIDEC. SPICED stands for Strong Pound Imports Cheaper, Exports Dearer. If the pound appreciates, it costs us less to buy foreign goods, but it costs foreigners more to buy our goods. WTBIDEC is the opposite. Weak pound imports dearer, exports cheaper. A weak pound makes our exports more competitive on the world stage. Finally, a key driver for exchange rates that secures top analysis marks is interest rates. If the UK Bank of England raises interest rates, foreign investors are attracted by the higher return on their savings. They move their money into UK banks to take advantage of this. This is called hot money. To put their money in a UK bank, they must first buy pounds. This surge in demand for the pound causes it to appreciate, so higher interest rates often lead to a stronger currency. Remember that link. Now for some crucial exam technique. First, a common mistake is thinking a strong pound is always good. For consumers buying imports, it is. But for businesses trying to export, it's a nightmare. Your evaluation must consider both sides. An examiner will credit you for discussing the trade-off between cheaper imports and less competitive exports. Second, when you see an exchange rate question, your first instinct should be to sketch a supply and demand diagram. Even if the question doesn't ask for one, it helps you visualize whether the currency is appreciating or depreciating and why. This will structure your written answer. And a huge tip for evaluation. Use the phrase, "it depends on." The effect of a currency depreciation on the balance of payments, for example, depends on the price elasticity of demand for exports and imports. If foreigners are not very responsive to the lower price of our exports, then a weak pound might not improve the trade balance by much, at least not initially. This is sophisticated analysis that will push you into the top mark bands. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Cover your notes. Question 1. What is the mnemonic for the effects of a weak pound? Answer. WPIDEC, weak pound imports dearer, exports cheaper. Question 2. If the UK government increases interest rates, what is the likely effect on the pound's exchange rate and why? Answer. The pound is likely to appreciate due to an inflow of hot money from investors seeking higher returns, which increases the demand for the pound. Question 3. A rise in UK consumers buying cars from Germany will shift which curve for the pound and in which direction? Answer. It will shift the supply curve for the pound to the right as UK consumers sell pounds to buy euros. How did you do? If you got all three, you're in a great position. So, to summarize, the exchange rate is the price of a currency determined by supply and demand. Changes cause appreciation or depreciation with effects you can remember using SPICED and WPIDEC. A key influence is interest rates and the resulting hot money flows. In the exam, always consider the trade-offs, use diagrams to help your thinking, and use elasticity to evaluate the scale of the impact. This is a topic where showing the connections between different parts of the syllabus really pays off. That's all from me. Keep practicing, keep questioning, and you'll master it.